The third quality of the perfection of heart, of your own true nature, is renunciation. And there's a big change as Buddhism comes to the West so far, anyway, in the outer form. Because in Asia, the renunciation is the renunciation of becoming a monk or a nun. And here as lay people, we don't want to just come and do devotional practice. I don't see people coming to Spirit Rock just in order to make offerings to me. You know, they want to come and give me food and money and things. It sort of happens in the temples there. You go and you pray, you make offerings to the monks or the nuns, and that's kind of it for the week. You hear a little sermon and you go home, and you hope that they get enlightened and you'll be lucky enough in another lifetime to be a monk or a nun. Get enlightened yourself. It seems to be here that we are lay people who really want to do the practices of awakening. And so this renunciation then speaks to the natural renunciation of the heart, an inner coolness and simplicity that we all long for. We share this longing for simplicity, to be able to be where we are, in our gardens, with our friends or our children, with our creativity and our work. How many of you would like to simplify your life? Raise your hand, let me see. Only half of you, huh? I don't believe it. I think it's probably more. The Buddha taught that the most basic form of renunciation is in the heart. It's the renunciation of grasping and greed that drives us, the driven quality. It's the renunciation of hatred and the grasping that makes us attack others or ourselves. It's the renunciation of fear, so that in the Bhagavad Gita, one speaks of acting without attachment to the result of the action, that you do the best that you can without grasping at how it's going to turn out. You give your heart to the world and hope for the best, but that's not your job. It's the renunciation of thinking that you're in control of things, and instead showing up with your heart to offer what you can. Something in us knows the wisdom of simplicity. And sometimes it's things. You know, my guess is that we could all, almost all of us in this room, participate in a huge garage sale where we took half the stuff that we have and we wouldn't even miss it. Just fill Spirit Rock Valley with stuff and get it carted away somewhere. So sometimes it's the stuff. But sometimes it's the spirit. As Thomas Merton says, to allow oneself to be carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to help everyone in everything, is itself to succumb to the violence of our times. It's the spirit of letting go. Renunciation is opening the windows and the doors, throwing out our schedule book a little bit anyway, and making room for grace, for what we don't know to come.